Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. On Wednesday, Patriots first-round draft pick Malcolm Brown was at Gillette Stadium for his official induction into the Patriots organization. Following a tour with Patriots owner Robert Kraft and President Jonathan Kraft, Brown spoke to the media for about 10 minutes. And it's quite clear that from his words, his goals are in alignment with the rest of the team as they push forward onto the 2015 season. Here's Brown's interview with the media from Wednesday.
Malcolm, just your thoughts of being a New England Patriot?
It's a great honor to be here, just to contribute to a team that's, you know, hardworking and just to get in the program and just work hard with them.
Does all of this make it a little bit more real for you?
Huh?
Does all of this make it more real and sink in that you're here?
Yeah, it does. You know, when you get here, and we got here 2 weeks ago on Thursday, you know, you just right from the get-go, you see the hard work and you see everything just thrown at you, so you got to grasp it and go.
What's your life been like since the day you were drafted?
I just got focused. I was just ready to go to work.
What's the acclimation process been like for you to this point?
Really just getting in with the guys, and you know, everybody take you under their wing, and everybody wants you to work hard. If you're not there, you have no choice but to work hard because everybody's gonna compete.
Did you say you arrived Thursday?
Yeah, May 2nd.
May 7. What did you do between the draft and May 7th while you were in Texas?
Just worked out and, you know, just got my mind ready to come here, go to work.
How welcoming have your new teammates been to you, and how much has that helped?
Very welcoming. You know, everybody wants somebody to work hard and help the team to win games. And as long as you got that mindset, everybody's happy with you.
What's the learning curve been like for you, trying to learn every play and learn the nuances of being a New England Patriot?
Everything's fast, and but everybody helps and contributes to helping you learn everything and get on track with the vets.
After we talked to you during a draft weekend, you said the Patriots were getting one of the best draft picks they ever had. Where does that confidence come from, and how much does that figure into your game?
I just really want to work hard and, just become the best player I could be. And wherever that may lead me, that's where it'll lead. But right now, I'm just trying to, you know, just work hard.
You just smiled when you heard that statement. What's that statement been like? After you said it, what have people been saying to you about what you said?
There's a lot been going on with all that, but, I can't focus on it. And, I'm not really trying to. Like I said, I'm just trying to work hard, contribute to the team, and do whatever I'm asked to do.
Get a lot of grief for saying it from your new teammates?
Not really. I mean, everybody's just really focused. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot going on right now with OTAs, and everybody's just trying to learn, get better, and work hard.
Is this like you thought it would be?
Say about that?
Is your family here with you?
Did Tom Brady have anything to say about that statement?
I actually just walked up to Tom and shook his hand, and we just went to work. Everybody's trying to work right now. Mr. Learning, it's easy to learn right now because you're doing everything stage by stage, and everybody's just trying to really focus and, you know, work towards being better next year.
Did your wife and kids come up, or are they back in Texas?
They're back in Texas. Whenever we have time, I'll get them up here and we start looking for houses and stuff. But as of right now, I'm just trying to work and focus on what I'm doing.
Well, there's a lot of talk about family with you. What does, I guess, in general, family just mean to you?
It means a lot, you know, because I have more than me to support right now. Just a lot of people are depending on what I have to do, and it motivates me to play harder and just to work harder just because I got people leaning on me.
Is this what you thought it would be? Has it been more difficult, easier coming here and just trying to adapt to everything? What's it been like for you?
Everything, you know, coming to this process, you hear a lot from guys that come back from in college and guys that, you know, you talk to, and everybody said you got to compete, you got to work, and so far everybody was right. You know, you have to come here, you have to work hard, you have to compete every day, you have to pack your lunch and come to work.
Has it been a wow moment yet for you? Like, whoa, this is the NFL, or has that come yet?
I don't know. Everything's just on the fly here. Everything is on the go, and you got to learn. But you got to take time out your day to learn the stuff too. I mean, you can't just expect to get it all in their meetings. So, you got to be able to manage your time and learn everything.
Now, is there one specific teammate that you're kind of leaning on more than
other ones? That's not just one. Everybody's contributing to me learning. Everybody on defense, linebackers, safeties, you know, I can talk to anybody and they'll give me advice on something.
Malcolm, you're joining a team that's embroiled in a controversy. Have you been given any advice on how to deal with the media or with the distraction?
Not really. I mean, I really haven't been focusing towards that. Like I said, just here to work. That's all I've been focusing on, is getting better every day, learning material, and getting better and working hard.
What are your initial thoughts and impressions on Coach Belichick?
Great guy, he's my new coach now, and he shows everybody a lot of love, tough love, and that's sometimes we need that.
Any thoughts in your mind about not trying to do too much, not trying to replace Vince Wilfork?
No, not really. I really haven't thought about replacing anyone. I'm just here to work. I can't stress that enough. Just compete every day and work, because I mean, nothing's given to you.
What jersey number will you wear?
I really don't know right now. All we're in is blue shirts and gray shirts.
With those blue shirts and gray shirts, is it hard to get to know your guys, or like, how does that challenge you?
It just forces you to learn everybody. It forces you to know people, because how you can communicate with somebody that you do not know.
Malcolm, talking with your old defensive coordinator at Texas, saying that you have a lot of skills necessary to succeed at this level. One of the things he said is you need to work a little bit on your pass rush if you want to succeed at the NFL level. What do you think about this statement? What are some of the things that you want to work on?
Obviously there's not one perfect player in the NFL, but you can also work and get better at many things. So whatever my coaches think I need to work on, that's what I would take. I'll take it to head, and I'll spend my own time working on that. I have to wait, so I have to practice with something, get my own time in.
When you look back last year, adjusting to a new coaching staff, new system at Texas, how valuable was that experience in helping you now adjust this level?
It's just reality now that, I talked to some guys before I came here, and they're just like, you can be here one day and go on the next. So that goes for anybody in the building, so it's really not just one person that's safe. So, you got to just keep your mind open and be adaptable to what's thrown at you.
Have you gone through the fan moment when you first got here? Like, whoa, that's Tom Brady. That's Gronk. You know, I just saw them play in the Super Bowl.
Not really. I can't be a good teammate if I'm focused on, oh, this is that and this is that. So I just go ahead and work. And, I just use their work ethics to just help mine and adapt to theirs, because they work hard every day and go to work.
Malcolm, what was it like to just walk through the office with Robert Kraft and with Jonathan Kraft?
It was great. You know, there's guys at the top of the food chain, and it's great being around those guys. And you know, they sign my paycheck, and it's fun. I mean, fun when you have somebody that's like that, not just stuck up in the office and won't talk to you. Guys that just sit there and talk to you.
What's New England been like for you?
It's great. You know, Foxborough is a great place to be. Quiet country. I mean, I'm from the country, so I adapt to this right here real well.
What did your friends say when you were drafted by New England? What did your friends say when you were drafted by the Patriots? Did they switch allegiances or what?
I mean, everybody was happy, but I got to let all that go. That was a one-time thing. You know, it's a draft day, and after that, I just focus everything coming to here and just going to work.
I meant your friends. How are your friends going to handle this?
They can handle it how they want. I'm not there with them right now. I'm up here with my new teammates and guys I have to become friends with now. So that's all that really matters to me.
A lot of your old coaches say that you're a family man. I guess, where does that come from, and how does that help you on the football field?
It just motivates me to play harder and just work harder every day. Family's a real, real, real important thing to me, because I believe that families should stick together. And people rely on me, and I always got to rise to the occasion. So.
Are there any expectations?
Your teammates talked about last year's experience, saying things like, we obviously got to the Super Bowl and won it. And you talk about, hey, this is what we did last year to try to help you along?
Not really. All the guys are just, they're just like us, They come here to work every day, and they want us to have a right mindset going into next year. Nobody's really talked about last year. They're talking about the now and the future. So they want to work hard and try to get forward to going and get better for next year.
Are there any expectations for you coming into and being a part of a championship defense and trying to fit into that?
Not really. I think the only expectation for me is just to work hard. Just as for everybody else on the team, they just want everybody to work hard and give it all every day, to leave it all on the field or leave it all in the weight room.
Thank you.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.